You're with Warwick Long for the Victorian Country Hour on ABC Radio Victoria.
Farmers have until early January to register the use of old tyres on their properties for grain bunkers, silage stacks and anything else, really, with the Victorian Environment Protection Authority. The EPA has had its laws beefed up and increases farmer obligations to report tyre use on farm. CEO Lee Mizes says the EPA's new powers are to prevent illegal dumping of tyres, which cause fire and pollution risks.
So I think it's important to recognise that since 2015, there's been a requirement under the old EPA Act that anyone that's got more than 5,000 waste tyres on their property gets a licence from the EPA. So the new Act doesn't change that at all. It does introduce a requirement that if you are using less than 5,000 tyres on your property, that you do register that use on our EPA website. Now, that's a really simple, free and quick registration process, but it gives us a good information about where tyres are across the state. Now, if you're using more than 5,000 waste tyres, the new laws continue that licensing requirement. But what we have been doing is working with the CFA, with Victorian Farmers Federation, to really work through an exemption process from that licensing requirement if, and it's an important if, appropriate measures are being taken on those properties to reduce the risk of fire or of pollution from the use of tyres on the farm. So we know it's a legitimate use. We know that waste tyres are used to weigh down covers on silage stacks and on grain bunkers. And the new laws don't prevent this legitimate reuse of these tyres. EPA recognises and supports that legitimate reuse. But what we don't want to see is the stockpiles or inappropriate use that can really cause a fire risk across regional Victoria.
So what are the penalties if farmers don't register with the EPA by, I believe it's the 2nd of January next year?
Yeah, look, our approach to penalties, the registration's new, and of course we're going to be proportionate and we're going to work with farmers to make sure that they are getting the appropriate permissions. But under the law, the maximum penalties for an individual are about $500,000 and for a corporation up to $1.8 million. But again, I can't emphasise enough that we'll obviously be proportionate in terms of how we deal with the enforcement of these new requirements. And we do really want to continue working with farmers because we know they want to do the right thing. We know that this is an important use, a reuse of these tyres are important to farming businesses. We want to support that and we want to make sure at the same time we're reducing risk of fire and pollution across the state.
One of the biggest changes that came into effect on the 1st of July, as we've spoken about before, is this idea of a general environmental duty so that people have to be proactive in their approach to reducing the risks of pollution rather than the EPA reacting to it. Is this part of that legislation?
Yeah, absolutely. So getting the appropriate registrations or permissions and thinking about the risks that your activities can pose to the environment is fundamental to the general environmental duty. So again, you know, we know that most people across regional Victoria want to do the right thing. They've got good practices in place and the new laws enable that to continue. But unfortunately, we've also got to account for those who don't want to do the right thing. And, you know, we've seen a history of in Victoria and across regional Victoria of massive stockpiles of waste tyres, which, you know, thinking about the Stall stockpile or one at Numurkah is just two examples. You know, they are significant risk of fires. And that's what we want to avoid. And that's what the general environmental duty is about avoiding.
Does it matter what kind of tyres are on the property?
Typically, the measures that we use are around passenger tyres. So we think about passenger tyres, which are the most common ones that are used for weighing down those covers for silage and grain. But 5,000 what are called EPUs or equivalent passenger units is how we think about waste tyres.
How many farmers in Victoria would you suspect would have more than 5,000 tyres or 5 cubic metres of tyres on their property?
Yeah, look, I don't have exact numbers, but it is common. We know that it is used to weigh down covers on silage stacks or grain bunkers, and that's a legitimate use. But what we don't want to see is waste tyres being brought onto rural properties for disposal or being used in civil engineering works or as fences or as erosion control or to assist in burning other waste or equally for drainage. So we don't want to see those uses where it can cause a potential risk of pollution or a risk of fire.
Is the EPA going to step up the amount of officers that are on the ground inspecting tyres, say, from next year?
Our approach to all of our inspections will be proportionate to the risk, but the short answer is we do have a greater presence and will have a greater presence across regional Victoria. Our focus is on educating people, working with people to comply with the laws, but it's important to recognise this. If we do see criminal or flagrant disregard of the laws that are there to protect our communities and protect our environment, then we will take appropriate action. And we've got new powers, stronger powers and greater penalties under the new Act to take action against those types of behaviours.
And what about for other kinds of regional businesses that aren't necessarily farming? What will they need to be aware of and what do they need to do within their business to make sure they're complying with the new laws?
Yeah, there's a couple of things I think I'd encourage people to do. And all this information is available on the EPA website by going into one of our regional offices or by calling our 1300 number. But I think about, do I need a permission? Do I need a license, a registration or a permit to run my business? Because the new Act does introduce new forms of permissions for a broader range of businesses. The second question I'd be asking is, well, what does the general environmental duty mean for me? And what do other new duties mean for me? Whether that's how I dispose of waste, making sure that it's going to a lawful place, making sure that I'm identifying the risks that my business causes or could create, and I've got appropriate mitigations in place. But there's lots of information, lots of guidance information, lots of other ways that people can really build their knowledge base. And we want to support people to do that. That's what we're here to do. We're here to get good outcomes for our environment, good outcomes for our communities through the implementation of these new laws.